WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Defense Secretary Hegseth is being taken to task at a hearing on Capitol Hill right now over the president's decision to send National Guard troops and Marines to Los Angeles, where anti-ICE protests are entering day number five. Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum.
Active duty military has absolutely no role in domestic law enforcement, and they are not trained for those missions. I ask you, Mr. Secretary, and I ask the president, follow the law.
Protests have quieted down. CBS's Elise Preston.
It seems like this downtown L.A. portion has kind of opened up, and the enforcement, the law enforcement presence has shrank significantly.
Police have learned more about the shooter who killed nine students and a teacher at a high school in Austria today. CBS's Holly Williams.
The Austrian police say the suspect was a 21-year-old Austrian man who they believe acted alone.
He also died. Police say he was a former student who never graduated. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about two dozen states that sued in April. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
And a Wisconsin-based global company shows its pride this June with a fundraiser for Trevor Project. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Schreiber Foods put foot to pavement Friday in celebration of Pride Month with the Peak Beyond 35 run through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Joyce Gao, co-chair of the company's Pride Business Resource Group, said the event has special meaning.
And the name Peak Beyond 35 refers to a fear that some folks in the LGBTQ community have that they may not live beyond the age of 35. And so we're here to show them through funding of supportive nonprofits and through putting ourselves through something that's physically challenging, that we believe that they can peak beyond the age of 35.
The Peak Beyond 35 run raised money for the Trevor Project, a nonprofit providing crisis support and peer support to LGBTQ plus youth. Schreiber Foods is a global company operating in 40 countries, headquartered in downtown Green Bay.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you kind of got to, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their seven-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their three-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
On Tuesday, the Marathon High School baseball team is looking to punch a ticket to the state tournament. First, the Raiders will take on Elkmount in a Division III sectional semifinal. With a win, they would take on either Barron or Spooner in the sectional final immediately after. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 12:50, and the first pitch for the sectional semifinal is at 1 p.m. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Playoff Baseball is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon High School Sectional Baseball, Tuesday, starting with the pregame show at 12:50, first pitch at 1 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got baseball action later on today. Mm-hmm. Our broadcast starts at 6:05. The Brewers hosting the Braves. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls near Butternut, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Braves, 6:05. Our broadcast starts on those stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. After 10:30, we will lighten things up with our audio sorbet segment, where we take a breath away from all the news. An ear cleansing, as it were.
We're going to clean them ears.
Sly Stone has passed away at the age of 82, and some great songs. We're going to play some songs from Sly and the Family Stone after 10:30. But it started us thinking about kicking back songs.
Yeah.
Good songs to kick back to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your kickback song? Mm-hmm. If you want to text it in now, you can do that. You can leave a voice memo.
You can leave a voice note. You can also call us when we're doing it. But like either way, get in touch with us. If you leave a voice note, make sure that you give us your name, where you're from, and how you're listening to the show today. But we'd love to hear from you and know about the songs that you kick back to.
Exactly. And then we'll end up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Bad Boys edition. It's got a local angle. You want to stick around for that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be funny with that pun.
You like that, don't you? Something not quite so funny, and for the next half hour, this is quite serious, actually. Yeah. The situation in Los Angeles, Donald Trump has ordered 700 Marines and 2,000 more National Guard to quell protests that have been sparked by ICE raids on Home Depots and some other businesses in L.A. The governor was California Attorney General.
The mayor
of Los Angeles, the police chief of Los Angeles.
LAPD police chief. That's the big one for me.
Essentially saying, yeah, that's all well and good, but they need to coordinate with us because we've handled these situations before. And the other thing I think is important for all of us to realize is what a great opportunity this is for misinformation.
Yes, coming from
various outlets.
And coming from quote-unquote famous people, elected officials, passing along misinformation, disinformation, and to really, I don't like using the term, but doing your research on it, you know.
Misleading photos and videos are spreading across social media, suggesting that California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass are stoking violence and mayhem. One post showed a pallet of bricks that was set out allegedly for protesters to throw. Jeez. That was viewed more than 800,000 times. That photo comes from a website of building materials from a wholesaler in Malaysia.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pull it up right now. Adam Kinzinger was doing his best to debunk some misinformation. A post that, wait for it, James Woods, the famous actor, posted of quote-unquote riots.
Yep.
Ted Cruz then reposted
it. Of course.
And Adam Kinzinger came up and said, this is not real. These are because Ted Cruz is saying this is not peaceful protesting, showing video of riots and violence, and it wasn't LA.
There has been some violence. They set cars on fire.
Yeah.
There were some bricks that were being thrown. Mm-hmm. But be careful with some of the stuff that you see.
Yeah.
I saw things going around on social media yesterday that were allegedly photos of the riots in LA. They were photos of Milwaukee from when the Bucks won, because there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people downtown Milwaukee at that time. So just be cautious of what you see. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not saying that there hasn't been any violence in Los Angeles, but I don't think it's nearly as widespread as some folks would have you believe. I saw a report from CNN this morning that said what's happening is happening in a very small part of L.A. L.A. is a huge metropolitan area.
L.A. is 88 various cities inside one county. It is gigantic. And once again, this is something that should be left to the police chief, the mayor, the city council, the governor. They're all in charge of that. And I'm sure a lot of you know this now, if you didn't already, but the president isn't supposed to deploy any National Guard unless the governor asks for it. Gavin Newsom has not asked for it, and Donald Trump is doing this anyways, which is the first time since 1965.
Yes.
Richard Nixon, you know, that lover of freedom and not paranoid at all, did the same thing. So, yeah.
Donald Trump is on camera from several years ago when the riots were happening after George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I can't do that. I can't call in.
Yes. Yes.
I can't do that. Yeah. That is not the responsibility of the president. He's on tape saying, he's on video saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And when CNN played that for Tom Homan, who's our border czar, he's like, yeah, well, I don't know what to say about that.
They love to not say. They love to not know. They love to do. They love to.
I was in a meeting. I didn't know that that happened.
Jane, I'm going to look into that and get back to you.
Right.
Later.
Right.
I'm not on camera. Yeah. So it is about knowing your sources, looking at what's going on. And
I also think that this is an intentional effort to make it worse.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah. Because people are going to get riled up. I mean, there's this, it's people standing. I saw a video today of people standing there trying to be as peaceful as possible in front of the police, and the police are firing
tear gas
and rubber bullets. And I mean, a reporter was hit with a rubber bullet yesterday.
Several reporters have been hit. And from the video that I've seen, it looks like they were very intentionally targeted.
There you go. I mean, this isn't the America we want. Two, this is exactly what he said he was going to do. So when people also say things like, this is not what I voted for. Yes, it is. Because that's the one thing you can give Donald Trump, is that he was never, ever unclear about what he wanted to do with this country.
Subtle not being a strong point.
No, no.
This from TMJ4. Monday's demonstrations in Los Angeles were far less raucous. Thousands of people peacefully attending a rally at City Hall. Hundreds protesting outside of a federal complex that includes a detention center where some immigrants are being held after workplace raids. This is an ongoing situation.
And this is, all coming down to the fact that this grand scheme to get rid of all the criminals, quote, criminals, is just random or not even random, just very targeted. It's very targeted arrests of people who aren't fitting the description of what they're trying to do. especially like these aren't gang members and these like they're kicking moms and dads out. They're kicking kids out. They're going to graduations and to business. Like you said, Home Depot, they're doing all these. It almost seems like they're just spinning a wheel or throwing a dart and saying, we're going there.
And it feels very performative. It because, again, if you look at numbers, both President Obama and President Biden both deported around 3 to 4 million people during their administrations. And I don't believe the Trump administration is up to those numbers yet. And when you look at the way that it was handled by Obama and Biden, they did not do these kinds of performative, let's get this on TV, we're raiding Home Depot, we have people crying and all that stuff. This is very intentional.
This is very intentional, and it's very, with the not identifying themselves and wearing masks, and it's performing for the base who loves to see this. But as we've said before, and I know that they're not going to believe me, but this is happening in Los Angeles. Of course, it was either going to happen. It was either going to start in Los Angeles or New York.
Yes.
One of the two cities was going to happen.
Yes.
This is the hotbed of places they hate because it's diverse. It's inclusive. It's, you know, understanding of information that's out there. They love the vaccines. We hate them.
Well, we don't see them doing mass raids at chicken plants in Georgia.
No, Montana's pretty free and clear of raids.
I look at pretty much every red state.
Yeah,
they're not touching those. There are just no people who are illegal there, apparently.
And that is very true. But once they have exhausted all of the liberal hotbeds, they're going to need more. They're going to because there aren't enough people here who are undocumented to fit the bill.
They're eventually
going to have to go to red states and start doing that. They're eventually going to have to anger and tick off a bunch of people who voted for them because they just can't stop themselves. And ICE is coming. And as we've said before, you can watch from your home and cheer it on and say, yeah, get them out of here. But it is the moment it turns where they're on your block for some reason and they don't have to give you one.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Dennis from Milwaukee, listening on WEUK. Correction, in 1965, it was LBJ who sent the National Guard to Alabama to protect civil rights activists. And Casper in Madison says, is this a trial run to see how it goes so they can initiate martial law before the 2026 election? Mary from Wauwatosa is on the line. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi, Gene and Greg. Thanks for taking my call. A concern that I have regarding what's happening in L.A. has to do with the No Kings events coming up this weekend and what's happening again in L.A. Now, Trump is likely well aware of the protests that are planning, and I'm questioning if what he is doing and calling out his forces in L.A. is a warning to the rest of us that this might be brought to us in our our protests this weekend. I don't want to discourage anybody from turning out, but be aware and keep it peaceful.
No. Absolutely. And something I saw, Mary, it's interesting that you say that, but I saw something going around on social media yesterday because there is concern with these protests set for Saturday that there might be agitators who are going to infiltrate and intentionally commit violence to bring on some kind of law enforcement response. So one suggestion I saw was that if you are going to protest on Saturday and you see someone committing violence, they say everyone around them should sit down.
Yeah.
So we can identify who it is. So you can find the person who's responsible for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, Mary. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening.
And thank you, Dennis, for the correction, by the way. I don't know what I was thinking, 1965, but whatever. Point is that's the other big problem is that the mega strong loves to blame. So if there's one person doing one thing in one area, that is the ball game. They're all painted with the terrorist brush. They're all anti-American. They're all communists and socialists, Antifa, whatever you want to call them. So that is an amazing idea. And
it was one suggestion that I saw.
And also the other thing too is if you're with people that you know and trust and they're starting to get at them, talk to them, calm them down. Take them off the parade route, whatever you need to do, but don't let them ruin it for everyone.
Gene, we see you on the line. We'll take you on the other side. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We went to the break. Before that, we were talking about Los Angeles and the protests against the ICE raids, and now Donald Trump has ordered 700 Marines and 2,000 additional National Guard troops to California, even though the governor of California, the mayor of Los Angeles, the attorney general of California, the Los Angeles Police Department, none of these people asked for this. Yeah. And yet the president has done this. So we're talking about what's happening in L.A., also what's coming up this weekend. Donald Trump's big birthday parade, the Army birthday parade, is happening in Washington, D.C. $45 million, by the way. We have money problems. Greg, we got money problems all over the place. Let's cut Medicare, but let's give him a big birthday parade.
I think it's hilarious and cute that we're saying $45 million.
You think that's low?
Oh, I think that's the lowest of. I think that's going to be the price tag that, for some reason, someone said that seems like. That seems like the American public will accept that. But I don't think that's true at all.
Well, he said, President Trump said yesterday that he's paying for it, along with some friends. I'm waiting for that to show up on the Doge wall of receipts. I'm looking forward to seeing that on the wall of receipts about who's actually going to shell out for this. It's going to be the American taxpayers.
Well, and the Army is also, the military has, no, the Army, sorry. The Army is committed to fixing any repairs.
To the roads?
Yeah, it's caused. And also, and they announced this last week, they're going to shut down
the airport,
the DCA, the National Airport, for about 3 to 4 hours. I'm going to say that it will cost some money.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire has been very patient. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, good morning, and thanks for covering this topic, guys, because I think it's really important everybody have their voice heard on this. You know, the people that are out there in the streets are my heroes because they are showing the United States of America and all the countries who see the destruction and the putrid, vile behavior of Donald J. Trump. This is my opinion. And what he's doing to the United States, and it shows the world that we don't support this cruel, vile, and illegal behavior by a president of the United States. We do not support the man that handcuffs kids and throws them in cages before. We all seen it before. And these are vile people. And, you know, they should be wearing a red hat to say, make America hate again. Make America hated. It is so disgusting. I cannot believe this is happening in my lifetime. It's putrid and vile, and I hope the military stands down and do not agree with this type of behavior because this is an assault on the United States of America and the people within it. So wake up, folks, because this ain't pretty. And if you agree with this, man, why don't you move to one of those countries that Trump used to love to go to where the people were smiling all the time in poverty and didn't have anything? Wake up, folks. This is an evil man, and bowing down to him is evil, evil. And come on, get with the program, guys. Stop this stuff. Thank you very much. And oh, also, if you got somebody out there starting fires and doing damage, take the gall dang pictures with your cameras. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Gene. Thanks, appreciate Gene. You checking in. Always appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. Kathleen from River Hills has also been waiting. Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi. I just wanted to say, as one of the organizers for No Kings, we just talked about this last night on a big meeting that we had at Forth Fighting for Wisconsin. It is important for people to know, first of all, that they should videotape if they should see anything. We doubt there will be any problems. But if there are agitators among us, the suggestion to sit down the people around them,
yep,
to isolate them, is a very good one. However, sometimes that is not safe for some people. And each individual has to make their own safety first for each individual. However, people can be trained, and I'll give you a website that they can go to. They can be trained on how to be prepared and to be one of the de-escalators. If you're not already professionally trained, there is a way for you to be trained to do that. Just be sure to start always with a soft voice, speak low, listen clearly to the agitated person. Listening to them is very important while you are walking in a slightly different direction. Do not touch them under any circumstances. Never, ever touch another person or their belongings. That includes, of course, police officers' vehicles. That is an extension of the police. Do not touch. Important to remember. One important thing to do is please go to your phone the day of. Make sure they're charged ahead of time. And then go to your phone, go to settings, and scroll down to where it says Face ID or it says Thumbprint ID, and take those off. Deactivate them for the day. That way, if a police officer grabs your phone or takes it from you, they cannot access your private information on the phone.
Kathleen, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Kathleen. We are just about out of time. We're right up against the break. What is that website that you mentioned?
It is legal to make, to take a video in the state of Wisconsin. It's called No Kings Action Guidelines. The website is No Kings Action Guidelines for a Peaceful Protest.
Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate it. We will try and get that in our show notes. We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's an utterly wild story. Here's Lisa Hale.
You may remember the story of Louie and Ophelia, the two North American river otters who took advantage of a snowstorm to escape their enclosures at the new zoo and adventure park in Suamico back in March. Well, Ophelia was recaptured and she was returned home in April. Louie, however, it seems, has chosen the wildlife. The new zoo says he hasn't been spotted repeatedly in one spot for them to set a trap. The good news is that Louie was born in the wild and has the skills he needs to survive in the great outdoors. The zoo says now, instead of trying to find their runaway, they will work with the North American River Otter Species Survival Plan to find Miss Ophelia a new mate.
And a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measures in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million every year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Speaking of, the Wisconsin DNR just caught a goldfish in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, oh, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze with areas of patchy wildfire smoke. That looks to linger a little bit tomorrow, too. Under abundant sunshine, highs still reach the upper 70s. And then showers and storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
On Tuesday, the Marathon High School baseball team is looking to punch a ticket to the state tournament. First, the Raiders will take on Elkmount in a Division III sectional semifinal. With a win, they would take on either Barron or Spooner in the sectional final immediately after. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 12:50, and the first pitch for the sectional semifinal is at 1 p.m. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Playoff Baseball is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon High School Sectional Baseball, Tuesday, starting with the pregame show at 12:50, first pitch at 1 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, our weekly visits with Civic Media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thanks again to Kathleen from River Falls. Mm-hmm. We were talking to her right before we went to the bottom of the hour news. We were talking about the protests that are scheduled for this Saturday pretty much across the country.
Yeah.
And we will have links in our show notes.
Yep, there will. Yeah.
Kathleen provided with some links. If you are going to be attending some of these protests on Saturday, how to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, there will be the link to the actual website, and then there'll be the link to the rundown of what you need to do to protect yourself and others. So thank you very much, Kathleen, for
appreciate
getting
that
to us.
And make sure you check out Todd Alba later on today. His show from 2 to 4 p.m. across the network. He will go over the day's headlines in the 2 o'clock hour. At 3 p.m. Todd Alba will have a pizza edition of What's Worse. Such a good segment.
No,
bad pizza.
There's no bad pizza. There's an old saying, even the worst pizza is great pizza.
It's good pizza. You'll have to check it out.
Oh.
And then at 3:30 on the Todd Alba Show, they'll talk to Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com mm-hmm. to talk about Muppets and Rodney Dangerfield jokes. I'll be listening. You should listen to Todd Alba today from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. That song that we played, that Calvin played as we were coming in, is from Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. Sly Stone passed away yesterday at the age of 82.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was still alive.
I knew he was alive. Well, I had no idea recently, but like years ago, I was like, well, he probably died in the 70s because no one interviewed him. I didn't know he was a recluse.
Yeah, he did become a recluse.
Yeah.
And, but very, very instrumental in the R&B soul sound,
mm-hmm.
In the early, late 60s, early 70s. So that got us talking about songs we like to just kick back to.
Yes.
Kick back and relax.
Yes.
Like everyday people from Sly and the Family Stone. So what is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. What do you like to listen to? Sitting in the backyard, you're in the hammock, perhaps a little cocktail. Dog on the right on the ground next to you.
I miss my dog right now.
What is your kickback song as we remember Sly Stone? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Mike in Green Bay. Calvin, do we have that for Mike?
I don't think it loaded up correctly.
It did not load.
Unfortunately, no.
We're working on it.
We're working on that. So.
Listening on WGBW, Mike, we're trying to get that one for you. Quentin, Where's Your Treasure?
I have never, ever heard that song. But I just, for me, there's two kinds of kickback. There's the kickback at the house, like you were describing. But then there is a kickback song of like driving home after, especially like a loud, like we've both been to like events, concerts or work events where there's a lot of people, there's a bar, and then you're
it's
like
noisy.
I either need to drive home and make a complete silence, which I've done before, or you play a song that's just so relaxing and just gets you breathing and allows you to.
So, like, what do you listen to when you're on the way home from the club?
Oh, when I'm on the way home from the club, there's a band called Zero Seven that I like. It's in English. It's two producers and a bunch of there's a singer named Sia who's very popular now, and she collaborated with them. And I was looking through their catalog and trying to pick a song. And I'm going to have Calvin just pull one up because it's just the best driving home, especially at night music.
Ooh.
But yeah,
I'm intrigued.
And I just love it very much. I love a good, especially in summertime.
Windows open. Nice warm night.
Driving, when I used to live in Milwaukee, driving into the city, you have like this real lo-fi music, a slow beat, and you feel like you're in a movie. You're like, there you go. Just driving to this. It's just so wonderful.
It's so chill.
Exactly. That's kickback music.
It's really chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my kickback can't be like can't be everyday people.
Well, that would be mine.
Because I won't relax. Kickback for me means I have to let my body relax, let it breathe.
Take a breath
and just taking my moment.
What is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. Casper in Madison, Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione.
Please, Calvin, get that song.
That is a great song.
That song
so is... much. Just Chuck Mangione in general is kickback.
I do not enjoy when people make fun of Chuck Mangione.
There are people who make fun of Chuck Mangione.
Because he's a guy who got famous on playing the flugelhorn. Was it the flugelhorn?
I think you're right.
Yeah, and so...
He made flugelhorn sexy.
Yeah, he did.
Which they need. It needed.
It needed a refresh. Yes. Oh, yeah. If you were alive in the 80s and the late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
This song was everywhere.
This is a good song.
So, this song is playing in the background, Jane. You obviously have a different idea of what a kickback song is. So what for you is a kickback song?
Kickback.
There it is.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
There's a sale on pants in aisle 7.
No, I'm on my patio.
Ah.
And I'm having a drink.
Fourth floor menswear.
Watching for my hummingbird. What is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. See, I don't ballad very much.
Ah, so your kickback song is a little more rockin'?
It would be a little more feisty.
Yeah, like, I imagine you kicking back to, like, Boston.
Oh, I'm kicking back to, like, the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, are you so excited that you just can't hide it?
I am.
It looks like you're about to lose control, and Jane, I think you like it.
I see what you did there.
That's interesting, though, is our versions of what a kickback song is. Because to me, that song, by like just Pointer Sisters,
right,
or non-ballady, is what I'm listening to on the way to the thing.
On the way to the party.
To get myself up. Like, just there's a song by LCD Sound System. It's called Daft Punk Is Playing in My House that I listen to before I do comedy shows because it's just like, it just gets you going.
It's up, yeah, it's up and it's driving.
Exactly. That's so interesting. Okay, so folks, are your kickback songs a relaxing ballad? Is it something to pump you up and get you ready or be done? I mean, I've never heard anyone kicking back with an upbeat song. That's,
yeah, absolutely. Caesar from Madison, listen to me on WAUK, the Allman Brothers, Can't You See?
Oh, good song.
Excellent song.
Great song.
Tom from LA, Games People Play by the Spinners,
mm-hmm,
if you skip the intro.
Oh.
Roger from Stevens Point, Love's Theme by Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh, man.
That's a classic.
That's a great one. That Calvin, if you want to pull any of these up, especially the
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, that one right there. I'll look into it. I can't make any promises right now, but if I can make it work, maybe we can even make a Matinee on Air kickback playlist. Taking all the suggestions and
that's
saying,
a great idea. That's a great idea. Steve from Milwaukee says Jack Johnson, On and On.
All right.
Christy from Eau Claire, Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, Secondhand News. That whole album is fantastic.
Yes, that is. I think that a whole album is just one hit song.
Like pretty much
played the whole record
at one after another.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What is your kickback song? We are remembering Sly from Sly and the Family Stone, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Got us talking just about music and what we listen to and kickback to, as it were. Ollie from the Northwoods has been waiting. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for your patience.
Hi. Well, I have actually two. How about Kokomo or Margaritaville?
Oh, right. Those are perfect.
Yeah.
Those are classics, Ollie. Thank you so much. Those are great.
I would put those on to, like, I hope Pat Kretlow's not hearing me, because I'm not going to say those are yacht rock songs. But
they kind of are, though.
But I would say, yeah, but I would say definitely songs you put into the boat mix. If you're getting on a boat, Kokomo and Margaritaville are like,
it's got to be in the rotation.
Standards. Yeah.
It's got to be in the rotation.
That's a good question for Pat. Is Kokomo a yacht rock song?
Does it qualify?
Exactly.
Thank you, Ollie. Really appreciate it. You can join us as well. 855-752-4848. For two, what are your kickback songs? Go ahead.
Tammy from Eau Claire, Be Still My Heart, listening on WCFW. Jesus Built My Hot Rod by Ministry. Calvin, can you just cue that one up and just bring it to like 20 seconds in?
I have never heard that song.
It is definitely, it is more in the realm, I will say, of what you're talking about. It's a song I would listen to pump myself up.
A little more upbeat.
Because it is Ministry, and I know a lot of people aren't familiar with them, but they're... Yeah. Yeah. Just sitting on the porch, drinking a drink and patting the dog.
Now, this would make me really anxious.
Yeah, totally. Thank you very much, Calvin. But, I mean, I love that
whatever
song.
Whatever works for you,
I love that song. Yeah, whatever gets you to kick back. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Jesse and Dane County listening on WAUK, almost any Sturgill Simpson song. Sturgill Simpson, in my opinion, is one of the great savers of country music nowadays. He sounds, I don't want to say he sounds like the old days, but there is a definite tradition in his voice and his music that people really hook on to.
All right. Calvin, and, what about, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Calvin, what about you?
Well, I'll suggest something from this century.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fine, resident young person. Wow. Take it away.
Well, I will pick Electric Feel by MGMT.
Okay.
It's almost become a meme because it's really popular, but here's what it
sounds
like.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I could kick back to this.
This, you know what? This song, Jane, Calvin, and me, it fits all the criteria for all. So for Jane, it's a song that gets you bopping.
It's a little upbeat.
I could listen to this song driving home because it's the beat is slow enough where I'm like, I can relax. And Calvin, it's from this century, as you put it.
I was kidding. I did enjoy and do enjoy most of the songs that were played.
Well, thank you, young man. Would you like
a little
some
fun at my young age?
Would you like a hard candy? I've kept them in my pocket all day.
That's hilarious. Todd from Oshkosh listening on WISS. Ventura Highway by America.
Oh, my God. That song is amazing. I love that.
And a classic.
It just always reminds me, too, of like California. It feels like the song was written on a California street.
Kickback songs, Mozart music, best night driving music, Michael from Appleton. And we're just about out of time. Ronnie from Horicon, any Van Morrison album any day.
Okay, there you
go. Yeah, Van Morrison for sure.
Yeah. I enjoy him. It's hard to get past the whole anti-mask, anti-vax thing, but everyone has their opinion. And
they all got their things.
It's their music's still good.
And L.A. Tom also says anything from Karen Carpenter and Bread. Oh, Bread. Oh, my 13-year-old angst. Oozing all over that album.
Listening to Karen Carpenter or Bread while driving may cause drowsiness, so we do not suggest you listen to those groups.
Thank you, everybody, for taking part. Kickback music, Sly Stone, you will be well remembered and missed. Sly Stone gone at the age of 82. All right, Tisbet coming up next, Bad Boys Edition. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget our text to win statewide Scotty Summer contest is underway. Your keyword coming up next hour.
Yes.
With Tom Hartman, be listening for Greg and me.
That's right.
We will be the ones to give you the keyword when you hear it texted in via the Civic Media app. You are in the running either for $100 in hot cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, everybody in the running for two grand prizes, a little summer getaway to either Door County or Baraboo with gas to get you there. Mm-hmm. So be listening for that keyword coming up after 11 o'clock. You have four chances to enter through this Friday, 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours.
Absolutely.
And something else that you want to check out today before all the tickets are gone.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're not aware of this, I'm one of the co-owners of the Laughing Tap Comedy Club in Milwaukee. And this is going to be our final weekend at this location. We are currently looking for a new home. We'll be announcing more to that. Please stop asking me on the streets, in emails, and in private messages where we're moving to. I don't know yet.
They're looking.
We're looking. We will announce it as soon as we know it. As soon as the ink is dry on the contract, we will tell the world. But for now, we have two more shows happening, Friday and Saturday. One show a night, and then we're going to have like fun parties afterwards. Tickets are at laughingtap.com. The tickets are very, very affordable, and
there's no drink minimum.
There's no drink minimum, so you don't have to worry about that.
It's a great deal.
It's a great, great, cheap, affordable deal. I was going to say cheap. This weekend, it's Oops! All Headliners Milwaukee Comedy Edition, which means all the headliners. It's four headliners, some guest sets, and a host. They're all from this area.
Oh, it should be so much fun.
And we're going to have a really, really good time. And tickets are going fast. So get your tickets now. And you can also go to the website, laughingtap.com, to check out about if you can't make it, you can donate to our capital campaign, which is to help build out a space once we find it. Because we're going to need money.
Yeah.
Because money's a thing.
It is a thing.
But yeah, go to laughingtap.com for more information on the shows and how you can help out. But other than that, thank you so much for the shout out, James.
We will include that link in our show notes as well. It is getting late, Calvin. It's 10:55. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a local one from Channel 12. WISN, Nick Bohr with the byline. He's really a great reporter, he is. The headline reads, Milwaukee police corral runaway sheep on city's south side. Milwaukee police and animal control officers were called to capture a runaway sheep on the south side Friday morning, an unusual task for the team.
the way you're reading this.
Milwaukee's animal control is used to handling stray dogs, cats, mm-hmm. even ferrets. This was new when they got a call Friday about a sheep running loose on Forest Home Avenue. They spotted the sheep near 23rd and Rogers, eventually able to catch it and load it onto a van. Kate from the MADC, Milwaukee Area Domestic yeah. Animal Control Commission, they got stuck with the sheep. We were going to put him inside our facility, and then he got here, and we realized he was way too big to get in there.
Yeah.
The nearly 200-pound animal, too large for indoor pens, so they made an outdoor space for it, even though they don't normally have spaces for sheep.
Yeah.
They sprayed the sheep with water to cool it down. He was booking it. Even the officer who brought him in said he was really running down Forest Home Avenue, so he was panting and exhausted and aww. Quite warm. A farm in Ozaukee County has okay. taken the sheep in as a foster, and they said that they're gonna adopt him unless the owner comes forward.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got a sheep in South Milwaukee. But if you're missing one.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of urban farming that happens in Milwaukee. We have a goat farm right by our house
you
in
do.
Kenosha. We live in the city. We don't live in the farmlands. Yeah, it's interesting. And they actually might have sheep too. Point is, good on Matic. While we're talking about Matic, Jane, you can go to Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. That's a long title.
It is.
Matic. You can go about fostering a dog.
They are inundated. We talked about the Humane Society last mm-hmm. week. Matic is having the same problem. They are yep. inundated with dogs that are looking for homes. So if you can open up your home, even if you can foster.
Yeah.
That would be huge yeah. and take some of the burden off of them. I'm sure they can also use a financial donation.
Yes.
But Matic has reported that so far no one has come forward to claim the sheep. Their best guess is it escaped from a truck transporting it through the city, so he made a break for it.
I'm out of here, boys.
He made a break for it, and he's free. And now on a farm in Ozaukee County.
Glenn. A real farm, kids. It's a real farm. This isn't like...
He's going to the farm up
yeah,
north.
Yeah, exactly.
Never going to see him again. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
My goodness. Coming up on the show tomorrow, I don't have the planner up. We have many things coming up on the show tomorrow.
I mean,
we're going to talk about math.
Yes, we're going to talk to math. Brad Sturmer, who is a public school principal. He will be on the show talking about math, a new program they have that is really, really helping with math scores. We're also going to be talking about their literacy program as well.
Looking forward to that.
And I believe you have a friend coming in from...
Rich Smith will be here from the 6th Street Theater.
That's right. 6th Street right here in Racine.
Right here in Racine. They're a fantastic group. Came from very, very humble origins. I was doing plays with them when we were still doing plays at George's Bar in Racine.
I know where that is. I did a comedy show once there, and it was called A Thing That Happened.
So join us tomorrow. That's all coming up. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It genuinely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. We got news coming up next, so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump says without Marines and National Guard forces, L.A. would be, quote, burning to the ground. On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Hegseth says it's all needed to protect ICE agents.
ICE ought to be able to do its job, whether it's Minneapolis or Los Angeles.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has sued the Trump administration. Now to Graz, Austria, where 9 people were shot and killed at a school. Police say the gunman, a former student, is dead. CBS's Holly Williams.
The Austrian police now say the school has been evacuated and secured, and there is no further danger.
Israel deported the activist Greta Thunberg after she and others were taken off a ship bound for Gaza. She's now in Paris.
This is yet another violation of international rights.
Ukrainian officials say today 3 people were killed, 13 wounded when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. Wall Street stocks are higher today. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.